From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Luke Parsno reports for New York State of Politics that Josh Eisen announced on December 5th that he will run for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand. Eisen is a Westchester County business person who unsuccessfully ran for New York's 17th congressional district in 2020. Eisen said, and I quote, "Kirsten Gillibrand has been there for many, many years, and I think it's time now for there to be a different approach to how we deal with business, regulation, and ultimately, it's about how we think about communities and big government, and I am from the camp of people who strongly believe that big government be always questioned," end quote. The Gillibrand camp released a statement December 5th complaining about, and I quote, "his long, troubling, and well-documented history of stalking, harassment, misogyny, and racism," end quote. In 2016, Eisen was arrested in New York City and charged with stalking his ex-business partner's wife. Gillibrand used to live outside of Hudson and represented the 19th Congressional District before moving to the Senate. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Joshua Solomon reports for the Times Union that new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, helped Representative Elise Stefanik raise $1 million during an event at a Manhattan steakhouse over the weekend. The money is going to Stefanik's effort to get $100 million for Republicans running for Congress in New York next year. Republicans flipped several seats in the 2022 election, helping to give them a now four-seat majority. Johnson said, and I quote, "I will be back in New York often to ensure we work to raise the funds necessary to protect and expand our House Republican majority," end quote. Stefanik is expected to give the $100 million to the campaigns of New York House Republicans Anthony D'Esposito, Andrew R. Garbarino, Nick LaLotta, Mike Lawler, Nicole Malliotakis, Mark Molinaro, Brandon Williams, Nick Langworthy, and Claudia Tenney. Molinaro represents the 19th Congressional District in the Hudson Valley and flipped that seat from Democrats in 2022. Jared Gans at The Hill reports that Governor Kathy Hochul has set a special election for former Representative George Santos's seat on the House of Representatives for February 13th. Hochul said, and I quote, "As governor, I have the solemn responsibility to call a special election to ensure the voters of Long Island and Queens once again have representation in Congress. Members of Congress provide critical constituent services, serve as a link to federal agencies, and advocate on behalf of the constituents who sent them to Washington. I look forward to working with the next representative for the 3rd Congressional District on issues facing New Yorkers," end quote. Santos is a Republican, and Republicans now have control of the House of Representatives by only 4 votes. Santos faces 23 felony charges, including counts of wire fraud, identity theft, and campaign finance violations. The nonpartisan Crook Political Report rates the special election as a, and I quote, "toss-up," end quote, without candidates announced yet. Local political bosses will choose the candidates. Read more about this story at The Hill. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.